Recorded Books presents Why Read? Selected Writing 2001 to 2021 by Will Self. Narrated by the author.
Why Read? Selected Writings 2001 to 2021. For Ivan, who reads. Why Read? The future St. Augustine's account of his mentor, Bishop Ambrose's reading habits, written during the 4th century of the Christian era, still stands as the first definitive account of anyone doing this. When he read, his eyes scanned the page and his heart sought out the meaning, but his voice was silent and his tongue was still. Anyone could approach him freely, and guests were not commonly announced, so that often, when we came to visit him, we found him reading like this, in silence, for he never read aloud. Augustine's astonishment is so palpable, while other references to such a practice prior to this are so scant, we can only infer that reading was, indeed, principally undertaken aloud. Certainly, with literacy uncommon in the Roman world, there were fewer readers than those desirous of knowing texts, while, with the rise of a religion in which God's revelation took a written form, this sacred imperative joined these more mundane motivations. Suffice it to say, it isn't until the 10th century that we gain a general sense of reading becoming a solitary pursuit rather than a collective endeavour. So why do it? Why bury your head in a book? Because let's face it, the experience of solitary reading is qualitatively different from being read to aloud in a group. The former entails a deeper absorption in the text and a more direct engagement with the mind shaping its language. Immersive, private reading leads one into a virtual reality, while being told a story with others keeps you in a social one. The analogy might be, on the one hand, with the individual liberty of conscience implicit in the Protestant confession, and on the other, with collectively uttered Catholic credo. However, I suspect if you've even got this far, you're a reader anyway, and have now further self-selected by showing an interest not just in the text, but also, if you like, in the meta-text. What lies beyond the text that shapes our apprehension of it? In which case, you almost certainly know why you yourself read. It's self-evidently to do with your enjoyment, experienced as the free play of your imagination, the stimulation of your intellect, and the engagement of your sympathy. But as to why it should be reading specifically that enables this, and what other values we project onto this ability, these are different questions, the answers to which may provide us with some insight into the vexed further one, whither reading. In Understanding Media, that revelatory and prophetic work of cultural philosophy, Marshall McLuhan speaks of the form of human consciousness engendered by the practice of solitary reading as the Gutenberg mind, and calls implicitly for a recognition of its potential limits. Indeed, to follow his most celebrated maxim is to recognize that the message of the Codex, as a medium, is that acquiring knowledge and its understanding are undertakings separated from the social realm, whether by the bone of our skulls or the boards of our book covers. In the current era, the dispute between those who view the technological assemblage of the internet and the web as some sort of panacea for our ills, and those who worry it might herald the end of everything, from independent thought, whatever that might be, to literacy itself, has a slightly muted feel. I suspect the reason for this is also to be found in Understanding Media. As McLuhan pointed out, the supplanting of one medium by another can take a long time, and just as the practice of copying manuscripts by hand continued for centuries after the invention of printing, so solitary reading, conceived of importantly as an individual and private absorption,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?